the show. This is your host, David Yanis, and you're watching Ignite Your Day. I hope every time you tune in and every time you hear our broadcast, whether it's me hosting or one of my great friends, that your faith is ignited, that your day is ignited, that things start to change in your home and change in your job and change in your family and change everywhere that needs to be changed, because God wants to ignite your faith today. He wants to bring miracles to your life, and he also wants you to have the things that you need. But most of all, he wants you to be encouraged today that he's doing great things. Now, I am fortunate to be a part of this show, and I'm pioneering, putting it together. We're creating a network of broadcasters on other networks. It's a different thing. We're just doing it. We're just believing that God is going to do some good things, and we're just going to believe right now that God is going to change some things even in your life. But we're going to believe God's going to do some good things with this and change things in you. Last episodes, I've talked to you about compassion, and I'm just giving you some highlights of some of the sermons that I've been able to take out there to different places. I've been to Kenya, South Africa, Mexico, and all over the United States preaching similar sermons to this, and we've seen people change, lives change, people's hearts change, healings happen, miracles happen. It all comes from just igniting the faith that's in the room. I tell every minister that I meet, all our job is to ignite the faith. God does the miracles. God does the healings. God does the deliverances. I don't do anything but preach the word of God. The Bible says some water, some plant, some water, but God gives the increase. When I look at that scripture, I look at it this way. I've planted when I was in Hawaii. I planted when I was in San Diego and in Los Angeles, all those times I was in the Navy, all the way up to Seattle, witnessing, preaching, talking to people in Canada as well about God, and on the street, I'm planting. Now, it's been 30 years since I've been in the military, and there's been people watering, great men of God like yourself and women of God like yourself that have been out there watering what I planted. So now when I go back to Hawaii or Los Angeles or San Diego, anywhere that I've been part of a great, just witnessing and stuff, growing in faith, I go back to harvest now. Why? Because I planted, they watered, and now God gives the increase. So when I went back to Hawaii for the first time in, oh my goodness, 20 years, 25 years, first of all, it's a beautiful place, and I'll be back there pretty soon. In fact, next week I'll be there. And first of all, it's beautiful. And the people there are wonderful people, like no other people in the United States. They're so wonderful. But I go there to harvest. I go there to do the work of God and to see a harvest. And we have had such phenomenal healings and miracles happen all over Hawaii. So many amazing things happen that I couldn't even explain it to you. I can't even tell you how it happened. It just God did it. I mean, it's just amazing. We've seen harvest after harvest, packed places after packed places. People follow me all the way to the islands, even to my last church I was visiting. That was a large church, never been there before. Packed the place out. Even their overflow was packed. A balcony was getting packed. And God moved in tremendous, tremendous, tremendous ways. I don't know how to explain it to you, but I do know how to say that God is God. Amen. God is God, that he's able to heal. Now, first time going back to Hawaii, it was amazing. We've seen so many people. I think that the thing that was amazing was how God moved in this one church. We only had one service, or I think we had three services for that week there. It was basically the only church I was visiting. And it was my first time going back. We're only there for, I think a week. We're there a week. And it was good. But we've seen so many people change, so many people touch, that today now I'm seeing the fruits of all the work we did, because we see people showing up to our events as we go. And as we go out there, how God is doing great things with the things that we're doing out there. It's powerful to see God move. But let me talk to you today. We're going to go back to Hawaii, another segment. I just was thinking about it, and just amazing. I can tell you one or two testimonies from there just alone. Just this last trip I went, there's a lady at a bakery in the Panula Bakery that I go to, a very famous bakery on the island. I go there to get some rolls, because usually I minister around that area, so I stay near that bakery basically across the street. And I go over there and I'm with my good friend Pam as we're going inside there. Pam's the kind of person that just gonna get you motivated and faith, gonna get you excited. She's gonna go up to you and say, "Hey cousin, hey brother, what's up?" She's gonna get in your face. She's gonna get in your face with love, but she's gonna call you out, knowing that you have to be in service, knowing that you should be at the service that we're having that night. So we're getting bread and stuff, and there's a lady standing in the back, and she's telling her friend, "Come on, here's the flyer. You go there, go see Brother David. Your brother's there. He's gonna preach." Well, I'm in Hawaii. I look Hawaiian, so I act Hawaiian. When I'm in India, I act Indian. When I'm in Mexico, I act Mexican. I mean, wherever I'm at and wherever I'm doing, I just roll it out the same way. It's no problem. I will do it. And so my friend's like, "Okay, cuz, I'm gonna go see you." I'm like, "All right." Well, she shows up. She brings someone to the service. Now, that person she brings to the service gets healed. I forget what it was. It was her back, her arm, or something. She got healed instantly. And she was so amazed. And she's like, "Wow, I'm just so glad that we came by." And I go, "Well, can God do something for you?" Never, ever discount what God can do. Amen. Never, ever put yourself to the side. In my last show that we had, I told you about a pastor that was seeing all these miracles. He's been following God for a long time. And he's seen many people healed, not only when I came through, but other ministers came through. But he never, ever went up for prayer, and he was numb from his left side on. But I told him that God didn't want him like that, and I prayed for him, and he got healed. But he discounted himself. He said, "I'm going to live with this. This is how it is in my life. I'm going to deal with it this way." But God says, "I am your healer. I am your deliverer. I am going to change the things that are around you to make the things right in your life." Now, when I talked to this young lady, she looked at me, and I don't think she had to be in her mid-30s. She said, "Well, I do have a problem." And she had like carpal tunnel syndrome in her hands. It always hurt, always made her look like, she worked in a factory, so it hurt a lot. I said, "Well, God can heal that." I mean, don't we believe that? Don't we believe that God can heal it? Don't we believe that God can do it? God can heal anything. And I looked at her and said, "Give me your hands." Now, with people with arthritis, I would get them to put their hands like this and just squeeze down real tight. And then I would put my hands over their hands like that. And I would just hold it real tight and I'd pray a prayer over them. Then I would blow on the hand. And God will instantly change their pain to no pain. Or if their fingers are out of shape, they'll be shaped back into normal. And it took some time on this one lady in Katy, Texas. She had crazy straw looking hands, but after we prayed for her hands were straight. God blessed her. It took some time though. It took some time of praise and worship, and she got it. I had her clapping to the Lord, and her hands were healed instantly. God started changing things and shaping her hands. But I was talking to this lady at the service in South Kona, and when I was talking to her, I said, "Make your hands a fist like this. Make your hands a fist." So she did. And as I closed her hand, as I closed it real tight, I blew on it. And after I blew on it, I went over there and I opened her hands and I squeezed them real tight. How do they feel? I grabbed her wrist real tight. How does it feel? And she put her head down, and very nice, and very, very nice person. She just put her head down and she picked it up and said, "Cuz, I'm healed. I feel no pain." She gave me a big hug and a kiss on my cheek and said, "Thank you so much." I said, "Jesus did it." Amen. Jesus did it. I don't do anything but believe. And God will work with that belief. God will work with the belief that I believe he will do it. So these are just one of the things that I've seen happening in Hawaii. One of the amazing things, one of the amazing testimonies. And I know that God is able. I know they got to heal. There's so many more testimonies I'm going to tell you, and so many more testimonies we're going to believe God for. And we're just going to trust God to bless you. Every time you turn on, you're going to hear testimonies from me. Every time you turn on, you're going to hear scriptures from me. Every time you turn on, you're going to hear some good stories. But I want to encourage you that God is able to do this for you right now. You don't have to wait for me or anyone else. You just got to believe, and God will do it. God will do it. Hi, this is David Yanis. I want to thank you so much for listening to our broadcast. Today, I want to offer you some very special collections of books that are mine personally that I want to give to you. I'm going to offer you Ignite Your Faith, the book that has been all over the world and has touched people all over the world. It's about healings, miracles, signs, and wonders. I'm also going to offer you the CD Ignite Your Faith, which is not an audiobook, but three healing services. These healing services have been anointed, blessed, and record them in Sid Ross Studios, and many people have been blessed with testimonies of deliverance and healing. And I'm also going to offer you The Recruit and Almost Out of Grace, my other two books. These are my first two books. The Recruit's about me when I was in the military and about divine revelation, miracles, and healing while I was in there, intervention by God. And Almost Out of Grace is a book about relationships, and both men and women have been so blessed with it, it has touched their lives. We're going to offer this offer. It's called Ignite, offer number 148, for $50 or more. For $50 or more, we're going to send you all four products. You're going to be blessed with them. You're going to be encouraged with them. And most of all, you're going to help move this ministry forward. God bless you. Remember, you can go to our special website. You can go to give us a call, or you can write us. Give us a call, go to our special website, or write us. Include, if you write or call, mention 148 or write down 148 Ignite so we know which package to send you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening to our broadcast. And welcome back to Ignite Your Day. I'm your host, David Yanez, and I'm excited about what's been going on and excited about what the Lord is doing. We just finished our first segment on this episode, and we're talking about, I was going to talk to you about creative miracles, and I didn't get to it because we're talking about different things that are happening in faith as far as in Hawaii. So we're just going to believe God to keep going with this subject because I have no idea what God's pulling out. But there are so many different miracles out there. In fact, so many powerful miracles in Hawaii that we had some people just get healed that weren't even in service. There was a man that came by. He was in Waimea. And when he came over there, he was in the service where I preached for just a few minutes. And then he was called out. He had to go heal in the restaurant. He had to go back to the restaurant, work. And there was a fire that went on, so he had an emergency. Well, still wanting to get prayed for, he called on the mama of the church, pastor's wife. I call her mom, Pastor Margaret. And when she called Pastor Margaret, Margaret said, come back to service. He hasn't finished praying. You can just still get prayed for. You don't have to be here for the service. Came to the service. At the end, he was literally the last person I prayed for. The very last. He was the last person I prayed for and laid hands on him. Didn't even ask him what he needed. I just laid hands on him and he fell back. He didn't fall all the way down. He just fell back a little. God touched him. Went on other places to preach and went up to Hilo and had an amazing service over there. But I came back to that church, well, I think 4 months later. You don't have to ask me twice to go to Hawaii. Hallelujah. You don't have to ask me twice to get on a plane and get there because I'm going there. Praise God. But I went back, and as I went back to that church, something amazing happened. I'm praying for the same guy, and the same thing, he's not in service again. He always must have emergencies at his restaurant. So he comes over there, and as he comes out there, again, he's in service. I pray for him. This time he said it was his back. So I laid my hands on his back, and God healed him instantly right there. His back snapped. He just smiled, and I said, well, amen. So he was pretty much the last guy I prayed for. I went and drank some water, and I was sitting down drinking the water. And as I was drinking the water, the mother of the church, Miss Pastor Margaret, keeps telling him, go tell him what God did. Tell him what God did. And I looked back, and sure enough, he's coming. And he came up to me, and he said, and I got up to talk to him, because I was sitting down drinking. And I got up there, and I'm like, what's going on? He said, God healed me. I go, amen. He goes, no, the last time you were here, God healed me. And I'm like, really? He goes, yes, God healed me. I go, what did you have? He goes, I had cancer. But after you prayed for me, the cancer was gone. He wasn't even in service. He wasn't even hearing the word of God. But he came believing that God would touch him. And God healed him. God ministered to him. God delivered him. It is an amazing thing. It is an amazing thing when the anointing is moving. And you come up believing. It is an amazing thing right now. As you're watching this broadcast. It's an amazing thing right now. That God is touching you even as I talk. Even as I talk. God is doing something in your life. It is an amazing thing. Amazing that God can move. So it's amazing he was there. God touched him, healed. Healed. That is what God does. God said, all you, Jesus even said this, and believe this in the Gospels. He says, if all you have to do is believe. If you come to the Father asking him in anything, and you believe, you shall have it. The Bible says, so shall the words that proceed out of my mouth. They shall not return unto me void, but they shall accomplish that what I please and prosper in the things that I send it. In other words, if you put faith behind the words and believe it, God's going to heal. God's going to deliver. God's going to create amazing things. Now, this happened out in Waimea. So we're up in Waimea. And in the audience in Waimea, audience, church members, hey, I'm on television back and forth. I call them audience. I call them church members. It doesn't matter. In the service, how about that? In the service was another man that went to talk to me. And after I talked to the guy that was healed from cancer, I sat down with this guy. His name's Ed. Me and Ed start talking. He goes, you know what, David? I just want to tell you that you prayed for me in that South Kona. Now, South Kona is where I was at, where I prayed for the lady with carpal tunnel. And he goes, as you prayed for me in South Kona, God did something amazing. I'm like, Ed, tell me what God did. He goes, I suffered from MS for 17 years. I had been diagnosed with this, and my life's been horrible. But after you prayed for me, I didn't fall back or anything, but I felt God touch me. After you prayed for me, I feel better. I feel so much better that my wife would notice that I wouldn't do this and wouldn't do that anymore, and that my symptoms pretty much left me. He goes, I can tell you this, all I can feel it, that MS is in this hand right here, on this finger right here. I go, well, let's pray for that finger. And I prayed with him. He left excited, just ready to support whatever we're doing. And I ended up back again another time. But like I told you, you ain't gonna ask me twice to go to Los Angeles or Hawaii. I'm on a plane. Let's go. Let's go do this. He said, I met him again at another service. And he said, listen, David. And he was with me when I was with my friend, Gary Genko, in Hawaii Revival Ministries. I was with Gary Genko. And we're upstairs at the service. And Ed comes up to me. And I actually have his recording. And Ed says, David, I want to tell you, I went to he was a former Navy SEAL. He had to resign because of his MS and because he had a stroke. He said, I went to go visit the on base, the four-star general, and he looked through all my cases and looked at all my symptoms. He said, no more MS, completely remission on my file, he said. He also said that the stroke, all the leftover stuff was gone, and he could finally feel his foot, which he couldn't feel his foot or even move it correctly in the last 17 years. God healed him. God delivered him. God did amazing things for him. David Gannis, I want to invite you to one of our healing services. Please visit our website. Find out more details. But we have services all over the United States and literally all over the world. We have gone through South Africa, Kenya, India, Mexico, Peru. We are all over the United States, from Los Angeles to Florida, all the way up to Nashville, to Wisconsin, all the way down to Texas. We have several services in Texas. Louisiana, we've been there, and we're going back. Nashville, we've been there, and we're going back. Hawaii, we're going back. I want you to go to our website, find some place that you can get to so we can pray for you. If you can't make it, just believe. Send me a prayer request. I will try my best to answer you. I do text back. I do email back. I do make phone calls back. I do write back. So if you write me personally, call me. I will try my best to get back to you. God bless you. Thank you so much for watching our broadcast. Remember, go to our website to find out more details about our healing services. God bless you. Welcome back to the show. This is your host, David Yannis, and you're watching Ignite Your Day. I hope we're igniting your faith. I hope we're encouraging you, and I hope we're being a blessing. I'm hoping you stay tuned every single time you see our show on this program, Lord, our show on this station, that you'll be able to see what's going on. We'll have some great friends lined up. This show's name, Ignite Your Day, with David Yannis and friends, and my friends are Ginger Usher, Malcolm Burton, and Donald Rawls. They're going to do some amazing teaching and stuff with y'all. So I hope you just stay tuned. We've been talking about Hawaii, talking about the things that have been happening out there. Didn't know we're going to do this today, so I'm just throwing in some stuff, trying to put together what we need to talk about. We base this entire teaching just off faith, that if you believe, God will do anything. If you believe, God will move everything. Your faith moves God. Feeling and healing have nothing to do with each other, but if you believe, God will do something. If you believe, God will change things for you. And if you completely surrender your faith to God and you trust in Him, take down all the things that are bothering you or challenging you and just believe. A lot of people ask me, what's the difference on faith and believing? Faith is what we agree on. Believing is known as for you. So when you have believing near you and you have believing around you, you have to believe. I was in Mexico this one time at Tijuana. We call it TJ's. I was in TJ's preaching, first time preaching there. I used to always go there when I was in the Navy, and I'd pick up all the drunk sailors. The captain would call me. I used to call me Padre, give me the keys to the van, and I'd go across to TJ's when we used to be stationed in San Diego or we were short up there. I'd go over there and I'd pick them up. That was a long process to get them. And if they're in the drunk tank, that was a longer process. And eventually, by 2 in the morning, we'd be back at the base and having to get up at 6:30 or 7. It was an amazing, amazing time. But I've never been to TJ's to preach because at that time we just didn't witness there. I just went, picked them up, came back. But I went to the preacher there for the first time. And when I went there and preached out there in a church, it was nice little building. It was a big building, but a little area of town. And the place was packed. And people were getting healed left and right. They just received the teaching. They were just on to the teaching. There was nothing that was keeping them from getting what God had for them. So when I was over there preaching to them, there was an older man and a young man. An older man had a back problem. He had a back problem for like 40 years, I think. And he kept coming up to me, and I prayed him for him twice. And he walked off, and he came back, and he says, please. But he said it in Spanish, por favor. He pointed to his back, por favor, in his back. And I kept praying for his back, but nothing seemed to happen. Nothing. Then I had this young man. He had some kind of problem with his arm. He couldn't fully extend it, and it was in pain. And he couldn't. It was just a horrible experience for him. He asked me to pray for him, and I same thing. I prayed for him several different times, and guess what? Nothing happened. Nothing. I kept praying, and nothing happened. Well, I went on with the other people in the line, went and prayed for this person, went and prayed for that person, prayed, and still, those people came back to me again, those two, and nothing happened. So finally, I was finished praying. I was sitting down. And I don't know why healing happens for this person, and sometimes it doesn't fall on this person. But I know my Bible says that God is not a respecter of persons. That if you did it for him, he'll do it for you. And if you did it for her, he'll do it for you. That if you have a sickness, God said he'll heal it. And he's not going to say this person can have a healing and you can't. No, that's not true. God wants to heal everyone, and we just have to believe. So I sat down with this guy, and I think the best way I can explain faith and believing is this. They have faith. They're coming to us, but they have to believe. I believe it's in the Amplified Bible. Jesus tells them after he cursed the fig tree. His disciples were all excited about this fig tree. We're going to have a segment on this, a show on this, actually, one of these episodes coming up. And when he was excited about the fig tree, he said, don't you know, if you believe, it can be done. Don't you know, if you truly believe, you can cast this mountain into the sea. If you really believe, things will happen. You're whosoever, and you can have whatsoever, if you believe according to the will of God. Well, the will of God is for you to be healed. Jesus said, I go about my Father's business. And as I go about my Father's business, I go doing the work of the Lord. I go doing what the Spirit reveals to me. And only what the Spirit reveals to me is what I can do. So if that's what he does, and if he only did the will of the Father, then he healed everyone that came to him with faith. Everyone that came with him believing that they can be healed. I sat with this man, the young man. I got his hand. I put his hand in my hand. And I said, listen. The difference between you believing and you not believing is for you just giving it to God. No matter what happens around you, no matter who you see getting healed, you just don't think about your pain anymore. Don't think about, am I healed anymore? Just say, God, I know you healed me, and just go on. Just go on. No matter what's in front of you, go on. That's belief, is walking it out. Saying, I know I'm healed. Thank you, Lord. I know I'm healed. Thank you, God. So I talked to him for a few minutes, and at the same time, I have his hand like this. I'm doing this to his hand. I'm doing this to his hand. I'm believing that God is touching him. The minute he said, okay, then I believe that I'm healed. I said, amen. And I just drink. I went and reached for my drink, drinking some more water. And he goes, Pastor, he stood up. He goes, Pastor, go what? He goes, I'm healed. The pain is gone. I don't feel it anymore. Because he gave it over to God. He allowed God to do what God does. Amen. Hi, this is David Yanis. I want to thank you so much for listening to our broadcast. Today I want to offer you some very special collections of books that are mine personally that I want to give to you. I'm going to offer you Ignite Your Faith, the book that has been all over the world and has touched people all over the world. It's about healings, miracles, signs, and wonders. I'm also going to offer you the CD, Ignite Your Faith, which is not an audio book, but three healing services. These healing services have been anointed, blessed, and record them in Sid Ross Studios, and many people have been blessed with testimonies of deliverance and healing. And I'm also going to offer you The Recruit and Almost Out of Grace, my other two books. These are my first two books. The Recruit's about me when I was in the military and about divine revelation, miracles, and healing while I was in there, intervention by God, and Almost Out of Grace.